It is the 30th day of October. It's Candy Corn Day. Raise your hand if you love candy corn. I saw a cooking demonstration online the other day. They were making a pizza with candy corn as the topping. Melted candy corn. Yuck. It's National Checklist Day. I know that because it's on my checklist there. And it's Pumpkin Bread Day. Who doesn't like a good pumpkin? Good morning. We're Joe and John. Good morning. A $6.5 million renovation project is being planned for the popular Sandcastle Park Recreational Complex in Ocean City. The project will include new pickleball, tennis, and basketball courts and other amenities. Construction on the project not expected to begin until next fall.
Police and KMA are investigating some sort of incident that occurred at a local bar and restaurant. No details, but police are looking to identify six women caught on camera. Check photos on our website or the Cat Country 107.3 app.
In Ventnor today, look for the Dorset Avenue Bridge to have periodic closings for equipment testing. I feel like they do that 365 days a year.
Right. I was going to say at least like 3 to 4 times a year. And your South Jersey weather for today, rainy and windy, high of 60.
But right now, Jana's fangirl update.
Tim McGraw just revealed that Faith Hill has quietly gone through 5 neck surgeries in over the last 10 years alone. The struggle even inspired his new song, King Rodeo. So I guess now we know why Faith's been keeping a low profile. No new music since last year. She wiped her socials, but fans are hoping that she makes a comeback when she's ready. Oh, could you imagine a Faith Hill comeback? I'm so here for it, but she needs to be in good health and spirits first. We'll see. Everything we know about Faith Hill's health issues right now, it's up for you at catcountry1073.com. Faith, get well soon. Darius Rucker's kids, they want to follow in his musical footsteps, but he is not here for it at all. He joked he's so against them getting into music. He said, it's tough life when you're always chasing success. He said he'd rather them be doctors or lawyers and pave the way for them to do that. He said he loves that they still brag, that's my dad, every time they hear a song come on the radio. The Rucker kids are talking big music dreams right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.3.
I thought when you said they want to be like their dad, you meant that they want to be engaged to somebody that's 35 years younger than them.
You're going
to. Joe and Jana, Dirk Spentley, what was I thinking? Coming up in June of next year on the beach in Wildwood, the 6th annual Barefoot Country Music Fest. We already know Post Malone's going to be there. We already know Eric Church is going to be there. More than 30 other artists are also going to be there. And coming up at 7:15 this morning, we're going to try to give away 2 4-day passes to Barefoot. It'll all be taken care of for you.
Oh, and then all you got to worry about is where you're staying. You're so lucky.
But I say we're going to try to give them away because in order to give them away, somebody is going to have to do this. Talk for 20 minutes straight. What's going to happen is we're going to get somebody on the phone. Mm-hmm. We'll do like the 7th caller, and the person that we talk to will say go, and they'll literally have to talk for 20 minutes straight.
I'm going to say it's going to help if you have a Jana do this for you. Someone that can do it.
We're going to have some topics that you'll need to talk about, and it doesn't matter if you know anything about those topics, make it up. The key is you have to keep talking for 20 minutes. We'll keep checking back with you, and as long as you keep talking, you're in the running, and if you make it to 20 minutes, we're going to give you 2 4-day passes to the Barefoot Country Music Fest.
It's really, I promise, it's not as hard as it sounds.
There are 2 other rules, by the way. You must be 18 years of age or older to do this. And you can't be driving in your car.
No, we don't want to be responsible for that. Not today.
And I suggest you not be pulled over to the side of the road. Because if you're pulled over to the side of the road talking on your phone for 20 minutes, you're probably going to get some company from a police officer.
Just, you know.
So, you can't be driving. And you have to be 18 years of age or older. We're going to do this at about 7:15 this
morning. Sure your trash can's not rolling down the street, quite literally. Because it is windy out there. He's not lying.
Mornings with Joe and Jana.
It's really windy. I slipped this morning, okay? Just be careful. That's all I'm saying.
It's windy, I slipped. What does one have to do with the other?
I'm just saying.
I don't know what you're just saying.
It's a little nutty out there today. We knew it was coming. That's fine. I'm just saying.
Wind nutty. I don't understand any of your congrugalisms here.
Just move on.
Saskatchewan could be soon home
to
a town named Jana Michael, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, right.
Duck Lake, a small town in Saskatchewan. That's in Canada.
Yes.
Population of 580. is considering changing their name
to Jeanna Michael.
The mayor has proposed selling the town's naming rights to raise funds for its aging infrastructure. So we could buy the opportunity to name the town after you, Jeanna.
How much are we talking?
Minimum bid, $10 million. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jeanna. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Chris lives in K-Meg Courthouse. He sent us the joke we used this morning.
Thank you, Chris.
Guy from the Villas, yay, goes to New York City. He wanted to cross the street. He immediately became aware of one of the problems, traffic everywhere. After waiting for 15 minutes, he somehow managed to get to the other side of the street. Once there, he noticed a man sitting on the curb. He approached the man and said, "Wow, if I only knew how you do it in this city. I mean, how do you get across the street alive?" Huh. Well, the guy said, "I'm lucky. I was born on this side of the streets." Good morning. We're Joe and Jeanna. Coming up at 7:15, we're going to try to give away a couple of four-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. I say we're going to try because here's what somebody will have to accomplish. You'll have to talk and keep talking for 20 minutes nonstop.
That's it. Difficult for some, not for others, so I can attest.
We'll get you on the phone. You'll be our seventh caller, and you'll talk for 20 minutes. We'll ask you to talk about specific subjects along the way, and if you can do it without stopping, you'll win the two tickets. Now, there are some rules. You must be 18 years of age or older. You can't swear. If you say a bad word on the radio, you're out.
Yeah, we can't have any of that.
And you can't be driving because you shouldn't be talking nonstop when you're driving.
Yeah.
Or even pulled over the side of the road. That'll be a bad thing, too. Police will say, "What are you doing?" And you'll be talking to me and ignoring them, and then they'll throw you out on the ground.
It'll be a whole thing. Yeah.
Talk for 20 minutes to win tickets. Barefoot Country Music Fest passes for next summer. Two of them, 2 4-day passes. We'll do that at 7:50. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jeanna. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we off to today?
China. A guy in China attempted to rob some automated teller machines by using a trick he'd seen in the movies.
What?
He tried to short-circuit the ATMs by pouring beverages into them.
Yeah.
That only works in the movies.
Right.
He was caught and charged with causing over $40,000 in damage to three machines. Good morning, we're Joe and John. Morning. A $6.5 million renovation project is being planned for the popular Sandcastle Park Recreational Complex in Ocean City. The project will include new pickleball, tennis, and basketball courts and other amenities. Construction on the project not expected to begin until next fall.
Police and KMA are investigating some sort of incident that occurred at a local bar and restaurant. No details, but police are looking to identify six women caught on camera. Check photos on our website or the Cat Country 107.3 app.
In Ventnor today, look for the Dorset Avenue Bridge to have periodic closings for equipment testing. I feel like they do that 365 days a year.
Right. I was going to say at least like 3 to 4 times a year. And your South Jersey weather for today, rainy and windy, high of 60.
Grabs in moments. First, we're going to run down Cat Country morning birthdays.
Here we go.
Happy birthday, Robert Robinson Sr. of Lake Arbor Township. Robert is 51 today.
Robert Robinson. What a name.
Colton Denny of Mays Landing is 35. Happy birthday, Colton. Happy birthday to our friend Ted Greenberg from NBC 10 TV. Ted is 52 today. Laura D'Angelo of Toms River has a birthday. Brianna Candela of Hamilton is 13.
Happy birthday, Brianna.
Brianna Candela, 13, Hamilton. Happy birthday to Michelle Jordan of Dennisville. Mike Matera of Wildwood is 73 today. It's Kelly Canena's birthday. Kelly is from Tuckahoe. Wendy Van Acker of Collings Lakes has a birthday. And Teresa Hausen is celebrating today as well. Happy birthday, Teresa. That's it. If we miss you, happy Wendy as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Michelle Jordan of Dennisville. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Michelle, have a great day.
All right, so here's the deal. We have up for grabs this morning, 2 4-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We're going to try to give those away right now.
Two, count them, two. Yeah, all 4 days you're going.
We're going to play our game called Talk for Tickets. What we're going to do is take the seventh caller in a moment. Don't call yet. We're not answering
yet.
We're
not there yet.
We're going to take the seventh caller. If it's you, we'll eventually say go, and you'll have to talk for 20 minutes straight without stopping.
We said stop calling. We got to clear the phones before we do it.
20 minutes straight without talking. We're going to give you topics to talk about. You just have to keep talking about that topic It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong or makes sense. You just have to keep talking for 20 minutes. We might put you on hold, then we'll come back to you. And if you're still talking, you're still in it. But if you stop talking, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, right? I'm not kidding. If we click and there's silence, it's over.
There are some rules. You must be 18 years of age or older. You can't swear, because if you say a word we can't say on the radio, you're gone. And you can't be driving, because you shouldn't be driving if you're talking for 20 minutes straight.
Right.
Not even pulled over the side of the road, because that's kind of dangerous, just to sit on the side of the road and talk for 20 minutes on
the
radio.
In these conditions, yeah.
All right, so if you would like to talk for your tickets, again, you got to get us 20 minutes of talking straight. Be caller 769-383-107. Country, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. We're going to play our game right now. We're going to start. We're going to get our seventh caller, and we're going to go. We're playing Talk for Tickets. We get you on the phone. You have to talk for 20 minutes straight without talking. All right? If you can do that.
It's harder than it sounds.
You're going to win two tickets to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Let's go to the phones. Cat Country, your caller 7. Who's this?
Hi, this is Addison Zach.
Addison, are you 18 years of age or older?
Yes, I am.
And where are you right now, Addison?
I'm driving to school. My dad's driving me. I don't want to drive in the rain.
Okay, good.
Can you talk with us for 20 minutes straight, Addison?
Yes, I can.
And where are you from, Addison?
I'm from Sweetwater.
And dad knows you're going to have to sit in the car for 20 minutes.
And just yap.
Yep.
All right,
Addison. I'm going to put you on hold during different times, and we'll be talking during different times, but pay no attention. Just keep talking unless I say change the subject, and then I'll tell you something else to talk about, okay?
Okay.
So, Addison, start talking right now about anything you want.
Okay. So, it's raining outside, and it's wet outside, and I don't really know what to say. I'm going to school, and I have a history test, and I am driving in the car. And I have a Chromebook in my bag. And then I have cheer after school, and we have a game tomorrow.
Oh, change the subject. Addison, change the subject. Addison, talk only about the weather. Go.
It's raining outside, so I probably can't go for a run. Mm. And the weather is pretty bad outside, but we kind of need the rain. We haven't had it in a while. I hope it just doesn't thunder.
We're going to put Addison on hold.
She's still going.
Jana, congratulations again to Addison. We had her on our phone for 20 minutes. You heard part of it on the air. Some of the off-the-air stuff was a little wild. But she followed the rules.
She talked
for 20 minutes, so she won two Barefoot Country Music Fest passes. So congratulations to Addison. Because of that, we're running a little bit late, but let's get into Cat Country Morning Trivia right now. Phone number is 609-383-1073, or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs on trivia today. We have a $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. Great food, great drink, great fun all the time. Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. You got a $50 gift certificate when you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. It's been 25 years.
Yeah.
Since every single living human being has done this. What?
Okay.
It's been 25 years since every single living human being has done this. I'm tired. You know, we had our winner talking for 20 minutes, and it made me tired just to hear her.
Right. She did great, though.
Yeah, congratulations to her. Let's go back to trivia. It's been 25 years since every single living human being was doing this.
Uh-huh.
What? Hi, Cat Country.
Hello?
Your turn to talk.
Three.
Okay, bye. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Payphone.
No, it has nothing to do with payphones. Thanks.
Good guess.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Use dial-up internet.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
That everyone was together?
What does that mean?
Be more specific.
Like the astronauts? Like we're all like together?
I think you explained it a little bit more. I think you got it.
Oh, God. Like when the astronauts arrived to the station?
Well, yeah. It's been 25 years since every single living human being was on planet Earth. Because, yes,
yes. So
ever since then, there's been at least one or two astronauts in space. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yes.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
What's your name?
Jack.
What is it?
Jackie.
Jackie, where are you from?
I'm from Tuckahoe.
Jackie, you're our winner. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now,
so
I got to ask you, did you come up with that or did somebody tell you that and you tried to relate to us?
My father told me that.
Oh, good job. Good job, Dad.
Congratulations, Jackie. So let me, I just want to explain this one more time so everybody understands. It's been 25 years since every single living person has been on Earth.
Okay.
Before that, there was always everybody, almost everybody was on Earth. Well, before 1960, every living human being was on Earth. Then we started going to space once in a while.
Right.
But for the last 25 years, there's been at least one person, or maybe it's two or three, has not been on Earth because the space station has been manned by a person every minute for the last 25 years. So every living human being has not been on Earth.
Because they're just physics.
Hey, coming up day 20, we have your first shot of the day to win that trip to see and meet Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas. Five chances to win today. First chance will be at 8. Good morning, we're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. A $6.5 million renovation project is being planned for the popular Sandcastle Park Recreational Complex in Ocean City. The project will include new pickleball, tennis, and basketball courts and other amenities. Construction on the project not expected to begin until next fall.
Police and KMA are investigating some sort of incident that occurred at a local bar and restaurant. No details, but police are looking to identify six women caught on camera. Check photos on our website or the Cat Country 107.3 app.
In Ventnor today, look for the Dorset Avenue Bridge to have periodic closings for equipment testing. I feel like they do that 365 days a year.
Right. I was going to say at least like 3 to 4 times a year. And your South Jersey weather for today, rainy and windy, high of 65.
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, I wish success was based on the amount of Pop-Tarts you eat in your car on your way to work. Yeah.
I would fail every time. I'm not a huge fan of Pop-Tarts.
I love them. Number two, I'm at the age where I only get you up, Dex, in the afternoon because she knows I'm napping. Number three, the fact that Doritos doesn't have a mascot in an ad campaign yet with a reworked cover of the Village People called Nacho Nacho Man crushes both my soul and my tortilla chips.
Yeah, where was the marketing department on that? That's a great idea.
Number four, I could have made better choices. Me after standing on the scale at my doctor's office.
I was going to say, couldn't we all?
That scale is the worst scale in the world, isn't it?
And I swear it's like 4 pounds off.
It's 10. I was there yesterday, 10 pounds off.
Yeah, see?
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. A lot of young people don't believe me when I tell them this, but concert tickets used to be $25. Actually, Jana, in 1982, I went to a concert. Going, Jana, how about Vegas, baby? Vegas! We got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to Las Vegas to see and meet country music superstar Lainey Wilson. Airfare, hotel, $500 spending cash.
All covered for you.
Couple concert tickets, and we'll take you and your guests backstage to meet Lainey. To win, you need to listen for the Lainey Wilson codes 5 times every weekday. They come your way at 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, 7:20 in the evening. Lo and behold, it's 8:20 in the morning now, so here's your first Lainey Wilson code.
All right, here we go.
815.
That's easy enough. 815. That's the code that you need. Put that in. 815. Type in 815 on the Lainey Wilson button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're off to Vegas.
Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and John. We have some parades scheduled for tonight in Maze Landing and Ocean City Halloween parades. Maze Landing has already delayed their parade. They're going to start at 7:15 now. But as of right now, that's all we know about the status of those parades. In the meantime, you're going to be out and about with some Halloween fun tomorrow, Miss Jana.
Yes, I am. Tomorrow is the big day. It'll officially be Halloween, and we're partying. We're dancing after dark. It's the Halloween celebration you can't miss. Disco after dark. It's going down inside the lobby bar at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We're talking some spooky vibes, Insta-worthy photo ops for you all night long, and killer cocktails. You got to rock out your best costume. Enter to win an overnight stay. There's a $150 Hard Rock gift card up for grabs. Tickets to a bunch of really cool shows. I'm going to be choosing 5 winners all while we're jamming out for all the spooky Halloween fun. It's all going down to the lobby bar tomorrow, 9 to midnight, inside the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's going to be so much fun. I hope to see you there.
That's the one right kind of by the escalators there, by the main entrance?